Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fackner.
Phil, so much to talk about and so little time to do it in.
Hang on, Rick. Before we start, what about how I'm dressed here today?
Oh, look.
Have a look at me.
Look, good listeners, you've never seen anything like it. He looks...
I wore a suit today,
he's
Rick.
Worn a suit to do our show.
Yep.
Are you part of a funeral, Phil?
I am, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Good mate of mine passed away. He was a bowler for Lindock. Glenn Ayres, the guy at his funeral today, so I'm straight off over there.
It must be nearly your turn soon, is it?
Oh, I never know. But, yeah, so going to farewell old Glenn.
Oh, folks, you honestly, he's dressed up like a treat, you know.
Haven't done my hair.
I didn't know he had a suit. I reckon he's hired it for the day.
No, it's a proper one.
You're very impressive anyway. Now, listen, I think we'd better talk briefly at least about the Olympics. I didn't realise that there's a recently new country that I'd never heard of. And they're doing pretty well in the Olympics.
The fifth, aren't they?
Well,
ROC in the USA.
Well,
where are they from?
What a joke. Now, Russia has been banned from the Olympic Games for systemic drug abuse. So we get around that by calling them the Russian Olympic Committee. But what a joke. I mean, I'm actually not anti that any athlete in Russia who wasn't part of that government-sponsored program competing as an individual. But you can't all of a sudden call them a country and have them. Now, maybe it's all a media thing, but they're listed as a country in the competition.
Yeah, I didn't know who it was. I had no idea. I think I did ask you on the last show, and you said, "Oh, it's Russia." And I thought, "Okay." So I really didn't.
I just can't believe it. As individual, now, in the original early version of the Olympic Games, everyone did compete as an individual. You know, you might have come from England or Australia, but you competed, as it were, as an individual. Now, again, even if it's not an Olympic command, it's just the media, to beat up and call the ROC number one, I think they were in 1987 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame charts. The ROC, fifth or something?
They're fifth, we got China leading, USA, Japan is third, we are fourth, and ROCK.
Rocking in the USA.
They're fifth. So.
Well, on the grounds of just, I call it technicality. That is wrong. That is simply wrong. They are not a country. Would you agree with that?
Oh, I probably agree with you, I think, Rick. So
there can be no celebrations in Red Square in front of the Kremlin. You know, it's just crazy.
Okay, well, let's move on, Rick.
Shall we move on?
Gold medal in BMX.
Oh, I'm all over that. That's fantastic, isn't it? Do they judge that on how many tattoos they've got on their body?
He had a few too, the young fella, didn't he? Wow,
I tell you what, some of these tattoo parlours, they must be making a lot of money.
Did you hear his story, though? His story was that he was going to go to USA to train.
Yes.
On their BMX special track. He ended up buying a decent plot of land. I think it was country New South Wales, I think he is. And he's built his own. So he built his own BMX track.
Yes, I think I did. It's a replica of the one that they've competed
Absolutely.
On.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
He must be really short of a quid.
Yeah, must be money in bed. Right, I get the old bike out the shed and give her a dust off, I reckon, Rick.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, it's a...
A gold medal, they've got it in the Olympics, he's done well.
I shouldn't tell the listeners this because I've heard it's going into the next Olympic Games, but I've built out the back... Very quietly.
Pocket billiards.
No, a replica for the next Olympic Games marbles.
Marbles?
Yep. I've built one of those because I'm going to get ready for the marbles comp, I reckon. And I'm thinking of entering, since I'm going to be there, the hopscotch competition as well. Now, while we're on the Olympics, let's get to something a little more serious. I actually watched an interview with Ian Thorpe, the great torpedo.
Yep.
And he was briefly talking about the technique, not of swimmers, but of the touch pads and the timing in the swimming events. Yep. And honestly, it's there's a skill in that you've got to touch the touchpad hard enough, else it doesn't come up.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the skill of the evidently there's touchpads on the starting blocks as well.
Oh, okay.
And he was explaining that they're because swimmers can't see them touching the pad in the relays.
Oh, yep, yep.
There's an inbuilt and the electronics can tell when their toes leave the stand.
Yep.
There's a margin of about 0.03, you know, where they get
a gold medal and a silver.
Well, he was actually saying the joke is that you can win a gold medal by 0.001, but you got about 0.03. So, Phil, I wonder about how many gold medals went to the wrong people in the past.
Well, they had good eyes, those old fellas on the blocks.
You'd think they'd get dizzy leaning over to see. And I'm a bit interested in how they can tell whether the bloke in lane one touched before the bloke in lane eight. Did they just...
Yeah, I don't know. Well, they put their hand up or something. I can't even remember what happened now.
No. But anyway,
technology has come a long way.
Technology has come a long way, but it does make you wonder about how many right or wrong decisions were made. And I think the producers just indicated that they used stopwatches.
What, did they have them right back there?
That's incredible, isn't it? Now, the producer's all over this, but then what about how long it takes your finger to press the stopwatch?
And I suppose they all got together and mine was 3 minutes 51, mine was 3:52.
Well, strangely enough, of course, in the days, and I think it still happens when I used to coordinate and run athletics carnivals at school level, it was the proverbial six people standing around with a stopwatch.
I suppose it was.
And I guess that was the only way. But it does make you wonder. I mean, technology is a wonderful thing and the timing is, but I think we mentioned the number of, thank heavens it didn't happen in the finals, but the number of dead heads.
Yeah, we did on our last show. Yeah, three in a row or something, I think it was.
They questioned that. But then, you know, the same thing happens, I suppose, in the running events as well.
So what else we got on the Olympics?
Now, listen, while we're on that, we're very
briefly. What about the high jumping?
Oh.
How's that? That was a dead heat.
It's just beautiful.
Well, what was it?
It's beautiful.
What happened there, Rich?
It's beautiful.
Tell me.
Well, two mates got together. I mean, how can you agree to come equal
first?
You
don't have a jump off anymore.
Well, not unless you want it. I mean, okay, they've gone through the count back, you know, because you miss or you don't miss. Everything's equal. That's fine. But that's a bit like, say, Gawler Central playing Angaston in the grand final, and the final siren goes, and it's a draw, and we won't play extra time because we're good mates.
Give them two premiership cups.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's... I mean,
I look back now, I thought, I saw it happen, and I thought, oh, wow. And but now I sort of look back and think, no, they've got to have a rule there. It's got to be a jump off.
Well, the chance that you probably win cross lotto before what happened in that normally on the count back somebody's missed at a height and someone hasn't.
Yep, yep.
But to be absolutely duplicate.
Yeah.
But you for the rule, evidently it's within the rules.
Yeah, yeah.
You can shake hands and say, I'd never do it with you, though.
I know I'd beat you in the jump off. So.
No, if you cleared it, I'd run up and tap a bar and knock it off, I reckon. But anyway. So what else have we got, Rick?
Well, we've touched
on
mention, that.
Now, I preface what I'm about to say by saying that there is no racial connotation in relation to what I'm about to say. But it occurred to me the other day, watching the mighty Olympic Games, that in the pool, which we've had to watch, as it were, by choice, for the whole week, there is hardly what we term a coloured person in the pool.
Yep.
Right? And, dominated by Euro, Asian, whatever.
Yep. Yep.
Right. Now we swap over to the isn't it great to have Bruce McAvaney back? Oh, Mr. Statistics. He is just...
I'm not too sure.
The one and only
is
back.
His purpose.
But...
But anyway.
Now that we're over onto the Athletics main stadium, there's hardly a white man there.
Yeah.
What fascinates me from a physiological point of view is that, you know, to sprint, you've got to have fast twitch fibres. To run in to long events, you've got to have endurance. Now, our coloured friends have all got those because they literally dominate athletics. Now, you need the same things in swimming, but they don't swim.
There's not many swimmers.
No. And I just thought, as a passing commentary, it is interesting that this, because, you know, you look at even the team sports like basketball or baseball, you've got lots of coloured people competing at the very highest level. Yeah. In fact, if you take US basketball, there's probably hardly a white person there. I'm exaggerating a bit, but it's interesting that in the pool, they don't seem to be there. No. So just a passing.
What about hammer throwing? Would there be any in there?
I haven't seen too many.
I haven't even seen it.
No. Is it an Olympic sport? Yeah, okay. I think so. Yeah. It is. Yeah. Now, briefly, because we're going to run out of time don't do something
special. It's
going
nowhere.
Now, how did our transgender New Zealander go?
No good. No good. Out early in the heats. Yeah.
Well, all I can say is, and I'll say it openly, thank God for that. Because that is the craziest Olympic decision to allow that person.
Did you see her? Well, or him? Or
well, the fact is that we talk about discrimination against females. Well, if that's not the greatest discrimination against females, I go, hey.
Yeah, that have got their bodies up to virtually, sort of standard. And she's just, he or she just come in and said, I'm.
The worst thing about it is that for, she, it, whatever, is 43 years of age.
Wow.
He lived as a male until 35.
Oh, wow.
Now,
okay.
We've talked about this. It doesn't matter how many drugs these people are asked or take. Mm. The reality is that a male body mass, male strength, muscular strength, lung capacity, all the above, is higher naturally than a normal female. So,
no, I think it's
fair. Just because they have reduced their testosterone levels does not reduce all those other things. And so it's completely unfair. I've got sympathy for people who are in that area of transgender.
Yeah, absolutely.
But let
they
them
can't
have,
help it. But
you've got police games, have the transgender game.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I tend to agree.
So,
We've solved
that.
Okay, we got any more on the Olympics?
No, just a very brief mention. There's been Adelaide Band, Phil Songter, and the Casual Surgeons have just released what I consider to be a very, very good Olympic-orientated song for the Olympics called Something Special. So you rock and roll people from our listening brigade, go onto YouTube and Google Something Special, Phil Songter. It's worth the while.
Yeah, I had a listen to it this morning.
It's good, wasn't it, Phil?
Great.
It was. Now, we'd better get serious. We've got about 4 minutes to do it.
We have.
BL&G.
Okay, BL&G, this week's matches.
Now, I've got news for probably you and a number of our listeners.
You won't be able to go through all of that, though. You've got a whole page of it there.
Yes, but I will get to the nuts and bolts of it.
Okay.
As you're aware, we've had two rounds suspended due to the lockdown, correct?
Yep.
Now, how they've sorted it out, straight from the president's mouth, Mickey Bryan, what they've done is simply declare those rounds out.
Yep.
Now, superficially, that seems unfair, but what happens is that in the bylaws, there are rules that say that if any game or games are suspended due to anything, lightning striking, bushfires, COVID, whatever, then the games will, even if they're semi-completed, will be declared draws and 1 point will be awarded to each team. So, for the 8 games, 4 in the first round 14 and 4 in the second round 15, all those teams will receive 1 point each. You still with me?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Stop snoring.
You keep going,
right?
Because we're going to run out of time.
Now, so at the end
Yes.
Of round 15, the last of the COVID suspensions. Prior to this week's games, the premiership table, taking into account the two draws that most of the teams would have been associated with, will be South leading with 24, Newry 16 and Willesden 16, Tanunda and Kapunda 15. So that's the premiership table Central down on 12. That's the premiership table officially as it stands right now.
Wowee.
Now, this week, right? This week, couple of games that they're going to have a influence.
Yes.
And you'll go for the picks. Newry versus Freeling.
Newry.
Thank you. Tanunda versus Willesden.
Tanunda.
Gawler Central versus Angaston. Ooh, you're hesitating.
Angaston.
Angaston away from home.
Yep.
Right, okay.
They have to
win. Barossa versus Kapunda.
Kapunda.
And South have got the bye. Now, I know you're going to ask this, and we're all guessing because we don't know, but I've gone through the last three rounds, including that round, and guessed or estimated who's going to
who
win.
Who you thought was going to win.
I reckon there was a little bit of concern at the meeting over the decisions made, mainly coming from Willesden and Angaston. And the reason being that it would seem to me that it might, if my predictions come true, I'm jumping ahead, they will not make the four, either of them. My predictions are that South will finish top on 28, Tanunda and Kapunda will both have 21, and Newry will wrap up the four with 20. Willesden will be on 18 and Ango 16. Now, there is a degree of luck involved with the two rounds suspended. However, if you take into account Angaston getting beaten by the second bottom team, Barossa, they really haven't got much to argue about.
No.
Willesden have won two games by a point and won and lost a game by a point. They led South.
Watch that game on YouTube.
Yep. They led it all day long until the last. So they've really got themselves to blame.
Fair enough.
But it'll be interesting to see what happens about that.
We'll wind that up. So that's the BLMG. We'll quickly just run through the AFL for this week.
Yes.
Geelong DWS.
Geelong.
Geelong for me. Carlton Gold Coast.
Carlton.
Carlton for me. Richmond, North Melbourne.
North Melbourne.
Richmond. St Kilda, Sydney.
Sydney.
Sydney for me. Adelaide, Port.
Port.
Port. Hawks and Collingwood. In Tassie.
Hawthorn.
Hawthorn for me. Western Bulldogs, Essendon.
Bulldogs.
Yes, Bulldogs for me. Frio, Brisbane. In Perth.
Frio.
Brisbane. West Coast and Melbourne. Now, this one, I'm still up in the air. I went Melbourne, but I'm half thinking, will West Coast...
Melbourne.
Okay. I'll say Melbourne too at this stage. I've tipped Melbourne.
So could be
up in the air for me.
Yeah, I bet it will be too, till right after the game, I would think.
If I could, I would. Now, a joke, Rick.
Yes, because we're going to run out of time.
Oh, we are overtime.
You know, after many centuries of fighting, God decided it was time to try and make peace with the devil. So he gave him a call to see if there was any way that they could sort out their differences. But talking was no use, and eventually the debate turned to how they might resolve this ongoing conflict once and for all. May I propose a game of Australian football, the national game of Australia, said the devil. Winner takes all. God, as you'd expect, as fair as ever, replied, Satan, I'm not sure what you're thinking. I have all the best players of that fine sport. It wouldn't be a contest. Don't be so sure, God, the devil responded with an evil grin. I've got all the umpires.
We know they can change a game.
You should know anyway.
Well, we're well and truly over time, Rick.
But it's been good, and we've covered a lot.
We have.
So until next week, this is Rick.
And this is Phil.